interview with Barbie.
Barbie? Oh my God! I love you, Barbie!
Hey! What, me? No, stop following me, will you? Really, I look nothing like the iconic Mattel toy that sells 100 models every minute worldwide. Okay, she and I both have strange feet and an impossible waist-to-chest ratio. But I'm not the doll you think I am because my name is, Babs.
Oh, sorry. But wait, wasn't Babs the original name for Barbie?
What the... How do you know that? That's really niche information. You're not a Barbie obsessive, are you? Oh my God, ever since that film with Margot Robbie, I can't go anywhere without running into them. Are you also going to mention that I was based on the doll of a German adult comic strip character called Lily, who was, well, a prostitute?
Really? To me, you symbolize the perfect California girl.
Ironic, isn't it? My creator, Ruth Handler, was a Californian who saw a Lily doll on a trip to Germany. She thought it was for children, not a joke for adults. But she was right that little girls would love an adult doll. Mattel marketed me to parents as a way to teach girls about presentation so they would find husbands when they grew up.
Outrageous! You are a liberated, professional woman.
Absolutely. Among many other careers, I've been a fashion designer, doctor, astronaut, architect, and a video game designer. We women are amazing multitaskers. But it's also true that, well, my biggest selling version ever is 1992's Totally Hair Barbie. Her hair was so long, it touched her feet. Little girls are strange.